Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Listening to 97.1 The Freak. This is the time slot of the speakeasy. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh, alongside Kevin Turner, Julie Dobbs, and Matt Cather, but today is a little different. It's kind of crowded in here. We'll tell you what's going on shortly, but first, there's a very timely and important thing happening in America, in the world, in freak world. And without further ado, I would like to introduce to you the President of Freak for the State of Freak Address. Here's Mike Reiner. Do it, Your Lordship! Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the other
Thank you. Okay, that's enough. Don't worship me till I've earned it, okay? Distinguished members of the hierarchy, honored guests, fellow citizens, and members of the Trinity River Navy. Allow me to first recognize our honored guests and members of our leadership. Commander Rogers, General Wade, Colonel Turner, Lieutenant Saroy. Today marks my first State of the Freak address to you, a constitutional duty as old as these halls we roam. I do so while standing with all of you. Together, we make a statement for freedom on the airways, in the name of creativity, for suit-free radio, for all that is right for listeners worldwide. We have chosen to fight a battle that is and will continue to be difficult, at best, impossible for some. Yes, I said impossible, because that's how it's seen by many on the outside. It's what they believe. And they could very well be right. People have spoken to me often about what we're trying to do and the unlikelihood of success. They've expressed their anger because we're going where they themselves would never go. It's the position we put ourselves in, both unwinnable and untenable, they say. One we would be wise to abdicate and carry on like it never even happened. To them, I say two words. Suck it. Yeah! You know what we've got here. The Freak Nation, the Glens, they know what we've got here. And I know that what we've got is something highly unique. Something that is already forging the kind of connection only the very best are able to develop with our listeners. It's one that I've seen before, and one that I know when I see it, and I am seeing it now. It's also something that demands constant attention from us. We're building a bond with our listeners and partners alike, which, if done the right way, will last and take us to the next level, well into the future. Approximately 100 years ago, broadcasting not just music but talk to a dispersed audience launched. We of the Freak will be remembered in success or failure. Well, the first to broadcast their voices did not fail. We, too, will not fail. Fail. It is fragile, the type of success we're aiming for. It's going to demand much from all of us to the point where you're never off, you're always on. We don't have the luxury of being a jackass or dismissive when somebody comes up and says they like what we do. Nobody in this business the toy department of life does. Nobody in our playpen should exclude those who choose to play outside, yet many do. Never let that be us. In closing, I say we will soon, with pride, say that we met the test and proved our resolve, that we accomplished what others questioned, that we won the day and preserved our mission of saying what we want. May the freak be with us for many years to come. Stay strong, Freak Nation.
USA! 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 USA!
Freaky freak!
USA!
USA!
USA! USA!
All right.
Freaky freak!
Well, here we are. Nine in a room. Eight contestants. One sophisticated game show host.
Woo.
Who went to Best Buy last night to buy some splitters after nearly getting locked in the engineering room. Yes, Golden nearly locked me in the engineering room. So this could have all been thrown about. Thanks to everyone who's listening and is going to be a part of this all day long. Thank you, team who normally doesn't get up this early, for hanging out with us. I know, Saroy, you've never heard our opening segment and intro music. I hope you enjoyed it.
It's a pleasure to meet Matt Cather as well. Hi. From Shale Saroy.
Yeah.
Look forward to a long, solid bond and friendship between the two of us.
I've always heard of that guy.
Look at him. There he is.
Yeah.
Look at him.
All right.
Hey, tonsils.
Good morning.
The throat goat, Matt Cather, in there. Now, we would like to now throw it to Ben Rogers to introduce everyone who is here in the way that Ben Rogers does.
Do you want a beat? Are you going to do it like
a freestyle?
Yeah.
Freestyle.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people here. This is going to take a long time.
Guys, let
12
me...
hours.
We'll be done with the intros at 9:15.
Yeah, do we want to milk this, or do we want to get it over?
It doesn't matter. Throw it to KT to do his loose intro again.
All right, that's hard to rap to. Let me first start by introducing our leader. He's a man who has forged a path in Dallas-Fort Worth radio, walking crotch first through this radio universe in only the way that he does, pontificating and speaking in a way that is a cadence of poetry and delight with every single word. He's a wolf, and he will wolf you if he's had enough cocktails. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the all-time GOAT, Mike Reiner!
Woo! Thank you, Benji.
Ben, you have to do somebody else now.
Yeah, do everybody else.
You have to keep going.
Also, equally long.
Also so joining emotional. Us today, to Mike Reiner's right, is a man who once played receiver at a very, very small college.
Now he plays receiver at New Fine Arts.
And now he plays competitive co-ed volleyball because it's a great way to meet hot chicks. He's a man who will talk Dallas Cowboys football with you in such a way that you will be enlightened at levels you've never once experienced. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Chevy Chase of our era, when Chevy was in his prime. What? Back old Chevy. Yep. Jeff Kavanaugh! Woo!
Hey, chill out. Thank you, Ben.
Also joining us today, a beacon of positivity and sunshine, the only real bright spot on the Ben and Skin Show. She's a guitar shredder, the daughter of a firefighter, and the winner of the Crandall Town Fair Festival in 2008, Lil Miss Funhaver. Ladies and gentlemen, Christina K. Ray Ray!
Good morning, because I know you got a lot to get to.
Also joining us today.
How did you not bring in the pizza blanket today, of all days?
Because it was at my place. That's why.
Ooh. Oh.
Wow. Shut up. Let Ben talk.
Only one person besides Christina has seen the bottom side of that pizza blanket. Also joining us today, to Christina's right, is a man who's known as being the Buddy Garrity of Allen high school football. He chose to live there because it was the biggest football stadium he could find. It's what he's about. And he'll tell you if he ever gets a chance to talk high school football with you. He's a man who is involved in many different musical projects. Just play the music anytime, Matt. It's fine. He's a man who is involved in several musical projects. Stuff's leaking out. There's a hole in the boat. He is a man who can be seen on that Dallas Mavericks television broadcast doing his thing. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jeff Skinway.
Thank you, guys. I'd just like to register my disappointment in the commitment of Groobs.
Noted. It's fair. Noted.
Also joining us today is a man who is wearing a black suit. It's very similar to what the Dallas Mavericks instructions were when they went to Miami in 2011. They were on a business trip. They were going to win and get the hell out of there. He's sending that message today. He's a talented bassist, which is a weird word to spell. He's a man who has been involved in several different musical projects and is surrounded by copious amounts of Bondo. He's been known to ask people, do you need to make a poop? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sweet Dan Bayless.
Do you need to make a poo-poo?
That's all he had. That's when he had queued up.
Also joining us today is a man who is barely a man. He's really more of a god. He is the master of good ideas. He's known to some as being Shale. He's a guy who claims to not be very good at golf, yet we all know he's like 200 par every time he plays. He is known in some communities as being the captain of Dong.
Oh. Hmm. Let him talk.
He cares about you as much as he cares about the Dolphins, which is quite a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mike Saroy.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, one and all. Good morning. Good morning, DFW. Good morning, DFW.
Nice
T-box
attire.
For Groobs. Like that?
He's dressed to golf.
We'll discuss outfits in a little bit here.
All right.
Also joining us today, she too is a beacon of positivity. She's got the second biggest HR folder at the station to Christina. She could have anyone fired because of the hijinks that surrounds her on a daily basis. She is beloved. She's a mama bear. And some of us found out she can sing. She is a total badass and makes every situation better just with her mere presence and words. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Julie Dove.
Thank you.
Also joining us today, Matt Cather.
All right!
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Matt, thanks, Ben. The build-up was amazing. Thank you.
That was a joke intro. Also joining us today, a man who shares an OnlyFans account with his dad. We don't know if it's to post content or to browse. He's a man who loves MMA. And his NGs don't come too good.
They don't come the best.
They don't come the best. He is an absolute badass, but he's a volcano of rage ready to go ham at any minute. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sweet Matt Cather.
Woo, 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 woo. Oh.
Also joining us today is the pride and joy of only Texas. A man who grew up on a very, very small farm.
Oh.
He's a guy who He's a guy who has never been as happy as he is now, just to be with different people every day than he's been with for the last decade. He's a game show wizard. He is the master of game shows. He's been called the game show master of his era. Ladies and gentlemen, push them together for Kevin Turner.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Jeff, introduce Ben.
Okay. Ben Rogers is here as well.
Hey!
The man most likely to change everything about his entire life based on a product he likes before doing an about face 3 weeks later and returning to who he is. It's Ben.
Hello. So here's the scoop. At 8 a.m., we will begin Card Sharts, where every card is its own game, brought to you by JavaJohns.coffee. All right, JavaJohns is here in the house making us some hot coffee. You should order some as well. You'll get $30. If you have a 30, no, you don't. No, you get free shipping on orders of $30 or more.
$30.
And I'll get to more of that in the live spot in a few minutes.
Java John's out the window just trying to cut you off.
I think the first place I want to start is with the outfits. Okay, just to give the listeners at home a little bit of what we're working with. Okay. Danny Bayless came in wearing a suit. Of some sort. What is the reason for that, Daniel?
Tie looks like a golf belt.
I think that Ben pretty much summed it up in his introduction to myself. Two birds with one stone. I have a feeling that this will be a funeral for all of you, and I wanted to dress appropriately, as I'll most likely be going home at around 9 o'clock, which is great.
I like the very cocksure Dingu.
But also... when I'm hosting Soul After Dark from 6 to 7, I want to look kind of like Donald Fagen on the Nightfly cover. The jacket will be off, the sleeves will be rolled up, the cigarette will be in hand as I'm spinning the platters that matter from 6 to 7 tonight right here on 97.1 The Free.
Yeah.
Is that your official onstage rock getup?
Yeah, I came in here and KT goes, "Look, are you playing a Bastards of Soul gig after this tonight?" And I said, "No."
We need a new belt. I'll be the one to say it. That's got a lot of wear.
Yeah, belt sucks.
I mean, the outfit's incredible, but
it's been ripped off in haste so many times.
In haste or in passion?
Well, the tie he's wearing would be a great belt.
Yeah. It's called a sock tie, Kavanaugh.
It's a golf belt.
Mm-hmm.
You look incredible.
What's next?
Mike Soroy showed up tucked in golf attire as if it's not raining outside.
And brought his putter.
I did bring the putter and a sleeve of balls so I can warm up a little bit before I get out there and hit the course later on this morning. And yeah, it is raining, but I'm figuring I can make it to Tyler or out east of the weather and still catch the tee time by the time I get out of here. So yeah, I figure ready to rock, get warmed up here, and then straight to hole number one in just a couple of hours.
Mike Reiner, early wake-up call for you. What time do you normally wake up in the mornings?
When I want to.
Yeah. In your face. That is in my face.
Right in your face.
We wake up when we want.
Yeah, it is amazing.
How about that State of the Freak Union address? That was incredible.
It really was.
Yeah, there you go. One more applause.
Yeah.
Please.
Woo! A little tepid there, but that's okay.
So okay about direction.
Should open the door for some bipartisan listenership. Thank you. Yes, we needed that.
Except for the part where you told everyone to suck it. That was against us.
Yes.
That was
probably
you?
Not reaching across the aisle the way that a good politician might.
Different part.
Reach around the aisle.
Yeah.
But that got your biggest reaction of the night.
Speaking.
Yeah, so I support the suck it.
It's going to be real hot in here today, isn't it? There's about 10 of us in here. It's going to get real hot in here.
I just felt the breeze. I think we're fine.
You got the AC going?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. That's good.
What else?
What else you guys want to get to?
What?
I mean, big night of the free. How about that Kyrie thing, huh? It's like a pretty big deal. Julie, your turn.
Okay. What's it my turn for?
Just go for it.
I'm trying to decide.
Just go for it.
Yeah,
I'm
just riff.
To decide if I should take off my sweater.
Yeah! Oh, sorry.
And there's...
Hey,
because it...
We'll just add that to the HR lecture.
Because it is warm in here.
It is so early. I'm sorry, everyone.
And I look at Danny because I think he recently penned a song called... Things Would Be Better if you take off your sweater.
That was an accident.
And you sang it to me live on the radio.
I think I might
deliver on your promise.
That man's
right
changed,
now.
That man has changed a lot since then.
I do have a freak t-shirt on underneath, though, so it's not
telehealth
as cool as
therapy session, and things are just completely different than...
Really?
Wow, look at her without her sweater on, guys.
Taking off.
Sweater is removed, though.
No sweater.
There we go.
It's hot.
All right.
For that, yeah.
We try not to sexualize Julie on the morning show too much, unless she wants to, and then she... You know, ripped her sweater off.
She does.
And you know what? She always does.
She always does. It's weird.
Does she?
Do you morning show people feel like this was like a day off or a worse day for you?
It's not a day off for me at all. It does not feel like a day off for me.
Kavanaugh?
I'd like to interview Mike Soroy for a second. So when you came up with the great idea of a 12-hour broadcast where
thank you.
One person gets to leave at a time if they win a game show.
Indeed.
And that was the extent of the work you put into it. Was it fun just telling KT enjoy that, doing all the work?
Apparently, Jeff, you're not familiar with how Soroy Industries works.
I know the trap door and I have a lapkin.
We say, you do have a lapkin? It is permanent. We just come up with ideas and hope somebody picks them up and runs with them.
Yeah.
And sometimes those are actual good ideas. And in this case, I suppose that's TBD. As we'll find out in the next 11 and three quarter hours. But I don't know, it was a fun idea.
Yeah, I would have said no to all of the work if I didn't like the idea. I do think the idea is very unique and fun. My biggest concern is how fatigue and tempers flaring will start to settle in around 1 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you get after the halfway through. Really, 11 is when the fatigue is going to hit, at least from my standpoint.
This is how you know that no one is in charge of the station. So we have an idea today. That entails a 12-hour broadcast from a man who has narcolepsy. How did that ever get past HR?
That's like when Texas Motor Speedway let me give them give tour guides for them. Like, okay, how does the narcoleptic guy race around the track in a van with tourists for at 65 miles per hour? I could have ripped into turn two, Dale Earnhardt style, and it would have all been over. Like, how did they allow that?
Okay, now that's in the first 30 minutes of the broadcast. Mm-hmm, yeah. Imagine 6 hours from now what Kevin's going to be ripping off.
Yeah, Ken's, good luck, everyone. Ken's already winding him up.
I haven't taken my pill yet. Now, I would say ideas like this, I think, are abound. Like, I'm already thinking ahead now, like, get to April. Luckily, our sales team got on it. Every game today that we will play is sponsored, right? So that's pretty cool.
By butt plugs.
Look at us go.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, we got a damn coffee guy in here in Java John.
Amazing.
We got Golden Chick delivering food. I think Chiba Hut's bringing us food this afternoon.
Damn right. Toasted subs, Kevin.
Now, I've already got my head wrapped around that. We got to get ahead of this, though. What's the big event in April? And I,
Kevin, it's the first segment of a 12-hour event.
Yeah, well, start thinking about Follow the Bunny, all right? Start get ready for that for Easter.
Okay.
Pretty good.
We'll get that going.
I'm all in on Follow the Bunny.
Me too. Hey.
When Kevin whispered it to me the other day, we had a phone call, and he's like, dude, Follow the Bunny. I'm like, I'm already in. Like, it's amazing.
Kind of like his
and then, like,
tag
a
called.
Full 2 minutes later, he's like, you know, because Easter.
Right.
That's the bunny.
Like, why did you make him sound like Trump?
I don't know.
Follow the bunny.
Follow the bunny. You'll never find him. He hops
you know,
too
Danny
much.
And I were in the hallway just yesterday, and I was trying to work out a KT impression. I don't do any impressions, but I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to get a KT impression down. Might be the first one that I actually dedicate a lot of time and effort to.
Dude, that was an incredible face push. Actually, Skin does a great KT impersonation.
Yeah? All right, what do you got? Pitch us Follow the Bunny, an exciting new freak event. Possibly coming this April.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Lil Country KT. Have you heard about Follow the Bunny?
Oh, hey, KT.
I'm from the country.
Oh, my God.
What month of the year is Follow the Bunny?
It's in April. It's going to be a lot of fun. We used to do this with my friends back in Olney. I was radio broadcasting when I was 8. I got 12 hours of this today. Danny, I heard you said you were going to go jack it off in the 6 o'clock hour.
Keep talking, KT.
Okay. Back to you, Mike Soroy.
One more thing. I'm just not following the bunny in April thing. What does that mean?
I haven't thought through it yet, but it's Easter related.
Oh, it is Easter related.
Because of Jesus.
The whole concept just works through itself. It's be fine. All right, I'm going back to the country now. Okay, KT bye. Out.
All right. We got on. We're going to make sure you follow all the social media accounts. We're going to have some behind-the-scenes footage happening all day at 97.1 The Freak, Twitter, Instagram, all the stuff. And also the Facebook listener group, 97.1 The Freak Facebook listener group. Two huge live spots coming up. And then coming up next, we will discuss the rules to card sharts. It's not yours. It's going to be me and then Julie. We'll discuss the rules to card sharts. We'll go over some of the prop bets again and some of the odds and kind of discuss the whole concept of free fall. That is next on 97.1 The Freak.